to the rural news this morning with Maya Burry in Christchurch. Good morning, Maya.
Morena, Corin. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Now, what are you looking at this morning?
Well, unfortunately, a bit of a problem that does tend to rear its head this time of year, and that's hot, dry conditions. In Northland, the region is on the brink of drought, and there doesn't seem to be any reprieve in sight. No significant rainfall is expected in coming weeks, and that's led Federated Farmers Northland President John Blackwell to believe a drought declaration is more or less imminent. He says the situation in parts of the region is getting serious.
The far north is certainly extremely dry, and so is the west coast. There's been a lot of grass grown in November, December, but it is quickly coming to an end now, and there's no rain in sight, which I suppose is the real concern. And with our annual rainfall well behind normal, groundwater, bore water and dams are going to be of great concern.
How are farmers coping at the moment?
Well, pretty well up for now, what I've heard. I think things are okay at this stage. We expect to have a dry summer. We haven't had one for a few years, so it might catch out a few of the new farmers who've come to Northland. But most are coping well now. It just depends on how long they dry for. Northland has had long droughts that sometimes go as far as May. There's no rain in sight, and they're sort of saying there's not no rain this month coming. By the end of this month, I think we'll be looking at it quite seriously about declaring this a drought area.
So in terms of advice for farmers affected by the dry conditions, Mr Blackwell says the tried and true method for sheep and beef farmers is to lower stock numbers, sell some animals to the works to ensure you have enough feed for the ones you do keep on. For dairy farmers, he says they'll be looking to buy in feed while it's still available. Just a quick word from NIWA, they say much of Northland is extremely dry, but no area is meeting the drought threshold just yet.
Okay, that is something to keep a close eye on. Now, fewer lambs born last year.
Yeah, every year Beef and Lamb New Zealand collects information on the national lamb crop. This is so it can understand, I guess, how things are going to shape up for exports in the year ahead. According to the industry group, lamb numbers in 2019, they actually decreased nearly 2.5% or 500,000 compared to the spring of 2018. That left total lamb numbers at 22.7 million head. There was a slight increase in lambing percentages in the North Island, but that was more than cancelled out by a 4.7% decrease in the South Island. Andrew Burt is Beef and Lamb's chief economist, and he says that decrease was driven by poor weather and feed conditions.
Well, I think what we end up doing is comparing. Ultimately, you need to be thinking about what led to the lambing performance. And in some regions, the lambing percentage was substantially down because they had had a particularly dry year the previous year, and ewes weren't necessarily in the best condition when they were mated. On the positive side, we all talked about the and commented on the fairly benign winter we had this year, so that provided some relief in general terms.
That's Andrew Burt, and that's all from me for now.